Run Now is brought to you by Lisa. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. $75 off. Click on the link. I could use some sleep. I was up all night. Partying with the Pats. Fifth Super Bowl Lombardi Trophy. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Today is February 6th. It's the rundown. It's deja vu, Groundhog Day, whatever you want to call it. The Patriots are the kings of the football world. 2 years ago, we did the same press conference. I had no voice. That's the only difference. A game that seemingly was lost, that seemingly most of the country had no hope in, that seemingly they'd given up. Came out spades. Kevin, I read your text. I read your tweets. I've never seen anybody be more wrong, more miserable, more of a fuck up than you. I never gave up. I think this game was easy compared to the Seattle game. When I went to the post party, and David Andrews, the center, put a big bear hug and gave me, here, this is one of Mr. Kraft's. I know you guys are close. You'll see him later. Here's one of his cigars to smoke. And then I smoked it and shared a puff with Adriana Lima. I told them. I said this game would not, I was never in doubt. I never at any point was like, if this play doesn't happen, they're dead. It was the Falcons, and it was the Patriots, and it was exactly what I said the whole time. The Falcons can never beat the Patriots because we're the Patriots, and they're the Falcons. But I don't want to make this about the Falcons, because it's not about the Falcons. It's about, guys, it's about two things. One, obviously Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, when he had to worm his way onto stage, fellas, and he skanked, I don't know if you saw when he skanked, and everyone's laughing, and I was booing louder, harder, more aggressively than anything I've ever booed in my life. My arms were flailing like I was crazy, like I was possessed by the devil. And people all over the country are saying, never heard a guy get booed like that. Never seen anybody embarrassed like that on a national scale. That, for me, that was a story. When Tom Brady refused to go on stage with him, refused. And then Goodell walked over to him and had to give him the, tried to say hello. And Brady dismissively said, get this ant away from me. It was overall a great time to be me. Second best game of all time.
And you're sitting here being like, I was never worried.
I knew this team. I knew this quarterback. I knew this coach. I said it the whole game. I said, I'm not worried. Biggest play of the game when we missed the onside kick. When we missed that onside kick and the Falcons got the holding, I said this, on second and one, I said, this game's over. And then, by the time that game was going, I said, Paul, what are you worried? The only play that matters is that two-point conversion. It was glorious. Now there's no debate. Five Super Bowls, five for this quarterback, the greatest team, greatest coach combo, greatest player, greatest dynasty in an era where you really shouldn't have dynasties. That's what we got. I'm still celebrating. The party, it wasn't as good. It was bigger. Yeah, it was fun to mingle. And, you know, you see Matty Patricia and all your boys. It's like, we did it again. We'll see you here next year. Yeah, that's fun. But It's just finally the Goodell thing to me is dead. And Brady's solidified his spot as the greatest maybe athlete who ever lived. Big Cat, we'll start with you.
All right. This whole thing just feels forced. 2 years ago, it was genuine. This year, you don't care about like the sports like you used to. And it's just like, you don't even care about this game. This was one of the best games ever. One of the greatest comebacks of all time. The Julian Edelman catch was unbelievable. The Kyle Shanahan fuck up was unbelievable. James White was unbelievable. And all you care about is like talking about how you went and partied and puffed a cigar with Adriana Lima. It's sad. It feels forced. It feels weird.
That's a hot take, Danny. I don't hate it. Nice spin zone. KFC, what do you got for yours?
This is the worst one ever.
I actually,
this is the worst loss I can experience at this company. Maybe there'll be some more heartbreak with one of my teams, like with the Mets or the Jets. But in terms of this company, it doesn't get any worse than this. I started running my mouth on Twitter because I said to Dan, I did the same thing I did with Madison Bumgarner. I knew I didn't really have a chance to win, and I knew I was going to be miserable if I lost, so I figured I might as well go all in, and that way if I do win, I look like the fucking hero. But I never started relaxing. You never relax until it reads zero on the clock. And, you know, the Atlanta Falcons are the Atlanta Falcons for a fucking reason. They let the Patriots get in the end zone like 65 times, if you include all the fucking two-point conversions. Stand up for me one time! Just stop them once! You let them in the end zone like 7 times in the fourth fucking quarter!
When did you know that it was over? When did you guys know it was over?
To Kevin's credit, people will say that he's lying about the whole, like, going all in, but he did. We were texting on the side, and when Julio Jones caught that ball, I was like, I think they might be able to do it, because I assumed that Kyle Shanahan had a brain and would just run the ball up the middle and kick a field goal and go up 11, but he doesn't. He's a fucking moron. Now, Dave, this is not taking away anything from Tom Brady, because that was an unbelievable fourth quarter, but the Falcons choked that game. That was an all-time choke.
I don't know.
You
could say it was a choke.
It could be an all-time comeback and an all-time choke. Both happened.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think what the Seahawks did was a bigger choke.
No, dude, 25 points?
Yeah, but
there's a 99.5% chance that they were going to win that game.
Yeah, but the Seahawks game, and I said this to my friend Bill Belichick at the post party, which you don't like me talking about, but the Seahawks game.
I'm fine with you talking about it. I just know that you care about that more than sports now.
That's just not true. Seahawks, the Seahawks game, that game was over. Like, I never in the entire Patriot game, I was never like, if this play happens, they lose. They got the ball back with 6 minutes to go. They had the ball to tie the game with 6 fucking minutes. So it was never like they're against it. If they handed the ball off, the Patriots lost.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't have the ball with 6 minutes left. They had the ball.
Was it four?
It was like 3 minutes left, and Kyle Shanahan could have kicked a field goal and won that game. So
The Patriots
up 11 with 3 minutes left?
The Patriots went slow. The Patriots went slow sort of at the end. They still had 2 timeouts. I'm so lightheaded right now from this whirlpool, the cigar and the champagne and drinking all night. I'm so fucking lightheaded.
This is the first real moment. The whole thing was an act. This is the first real moment to admit that fucking jacuzzi has been way too hot all week. That thing made me sick.
I've been in there for 20 minutes.
I've been way too hot.
Can we turn this down and I'll pass out?
No, this is real. This is real. This is as real as it gets. I was in that jacuzzi every fucking day and I almost passed out. It was so hot.
It's so hot. I've been in here all day. I can't breathe. I'm wearing underwear. I don't want to get up and have my junk all over the place. There's nothing.
It's good to have you back, David. It's good to have you back.
I gotta get out. Can we move the camera?
Get your dick out of my face. I
love the act, and then you just finally had to be like, you know what? I'm actually gonna die in this fucking jacuzzi.
Not an act, but I was gonna die. It's all real. Anybody who sat in my section who would be like, oh, he's fake. I was going bananas the entire time. I booed Goodell so fucking loud, I almost passed out.
The Goodell boos were awesome. It was so fucking loud. It was awesome.
And his facial expressions, he ran off stage like Schefter ran off our thing on ESPN. He tried to talk to Brady. I'm so lightheaded right now. I can't believe, where do we go from here? How many more Super Bowls is he going to have?
Dave, I'll tell you where we go. I'm going to every fucking big Chicago sporting event ever for the rest of my life now. Because we blog on championship nights, that is out the window. Game 5, I gave up tickets to Game 5 of the World Series and flew back to New York. Game 7, gave up tickets. Game 6 of the Blackhawks Stanley Cup clincher in Chicago, gave up tickets. Bye-bye. I'm going.
The amount of games I've stayed home, championship Boston games in the course of this company is times 100 of anybody else in the company.
The precedent has been set.
Importantly, everyone got so mad about that Jordan fucking Snapchat, Jordan fucking Facebook Live. I suspended myself for one game to help out with the stool.
Hey,
my fault the next game.
And I'm telling you, Dave, I'm not mad.
What?
I'm not mad. This is good for me. The precedent has been now set. There's no more I'm flying back from Chicago because I should sit on a Facebook Live. I'm going to the games. It's great. It's great for all of us.
I was on Facebook Live.
Okay, but at the game, which I said I could do, but I'm coming back anyway.
Again, the crime report, this spin zone Denny spins right now. I don't hate it, but this is about the Patriots. This is about me honoring my one-game suspension, just like Brady had to honor his. It's about mega powers coming together. It's about trying not to pass out in this. And how many trophies? Let's end it. How many trophies is this guy going to get, Belichick and Brady? He's not even close. He was awesome the whole game. How many trophies is this guy
going to get? Wait. Okay, so now I know you didn't watch this game.
Not awesome the whole game.
Dude, this is like you actually didn't watch the Super Bowl. This is insanity.
He looked worse than he's ever.
He was so bad in the first quarter. He threw a pick six, Dave.
Dan, he was under pressure the entire first half.
Okay, but you can't say he was awesome the whole game. He was bad in the first half. That's actually a fact. You can look at the stats. He was not good in the first half. He was unbelievable at the end of the game.
Look at the pressure he was under. He was getting killed. That guy, Jarrett, almost decapitated him 9 times.
Dave, how was the party for real though? Was it? I heard it was like more of everyone and their mother got a ticket, and so the crafts giving you personal tickets didn't feel as nice.
It wasn't as good as 2 years ago. It was way bigger. It was like in a convention center, so there's way more people. I mean, Lil Wayne was still good. You could be right up against Lil Wayne. Pitbull was electric as always.
Of course. Always.
And they opened with John Legend. I kind of fell asleep. Not the best way to start, I didn't think.
Was Chrissy there?
Who?
Was Chrissy there? Okay.
It wasn't as good. We left about 3 or 4 a.m., and I think Snoop was still coming on.
Mm. Are you pissed that the Patriots played such a bad first half that you weren't able to fully enjoy Lady Gaga's awesome halftime performance?
No.
Okay.
I love these games. I can't win any other games. I've been to 2 Super Bowls in my life, and they're arguably the 2 greatest games in the history of football. Well, I mean, who has it better than me? I'm not going to complain about Lady Gaga. I'm not going to complain anything. We're selling shirts left and right. Goodell has been murdered. Everything I stand for has kind of finally come true. The parade's Tuesday. It's just a great fucking day to be a Patriots fan, as always. And it's like the 100th time I've said it. I'm out of breath because this whirlpool. My voice is obviously better. Feidelberg's voice is totally gone.
Let's get him on camera. Let's hear that voice.
He's not here. Did you see the Sports Illustrated thing?
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Kevin's dead. That was pretty good. I have to admit.
The Brady 4 reunited at the Super Bowl party and SI ran a story on it.
Ultimate fuck you to Keegan Bradley to crop him out of that picture.
He was in the article. Yeah, all Boston, Sean Thornton, a lot of Boston guys just reuniting. I mean, I don't know what to say. You'd think the 5th Lombardi would get old. It doesn't. It's just as sweet, especially the Goodell factor. And I already saw we're favored to win it next year.
The Jets are just behind the Browns, second to last favorites. So Let's go Jets. J-E-T-S.
All right. Well, thank you,
Kevin.
We'll do the radio show. Oh, shout out to Jake.
You know what? Fuck you, Dan. Putting all that Cubs gear on might be more disrespectful than fucking Dave putting his dick in my face.
Well, you know what, Kevin? It's February. The football season's over. Usually it's a very sad time.
Fuck
so
you.
I had to remind myself that the Chicago Cubs are World Series champions just to brighten up my own little day. Because you know, I didn't – Dave Portnoy having this success yet again makes me so fucking sick to my stomach. And then it's like a big glass of medicine when I just – I'm going to watch – I have it on DVR. I'm going to watch the Cubs Game 7 back today. That's my medicine.
That's what losers do. It's not baseball season. It's so – we're.
Oh, it is, Davey. It is. Pitchers and catchers report very soon, my friend.
In Boston, we're just on to the next. Just on to the – oh, by the way, Kevin, one last thing. Remember that curse you were talking about? The curse of New York? Where are you, Kevin?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, where are you?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, remember when you said I cursed all Boston sports team when we moved? Yeah. That doesn't seem like that fucking happened.
No, no, it doesn't, Dave. No, it doesn't.
By the way, Kevin, I was thinking about it. Who's going on the flight home today? Because we got to think realistically here whether we want to root for this plane to go down.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care who's on it. I hope it all goes down. I hope every fucking flight out of there goes down. Atlanta fans with them. They want to die right now. Everybody else. I hope the whole fucking city blows up before you get out of there.
Who's on this flight, Dave? So we can do a little like, because obviously I want you to go down.
I don't know. It's a really mean thing to say just because you can't handle our success. I find that to be incredibly rude, wishing me to die. It's not my fault. I root for the greatest sports team, the greatest city, the greatest franchise, the greatest coach, greatest players of all time. Side note, there's an old black lady doing the dirty bird in front of me the whole game. 88 and out the gate with like 3 minutes. She knew it. Everyone knew it. That was the most obvious comeback, though, of all time.
By the way, what about your boy Marky Wahlberg? Did you see that?
Mark Wahlberg left early. That didn't surprise me.
That's a tough look.
At what point, Dave, do you really start?
That's the most bullshit excuse of all time. That's why I hate kids. That's the Jay Clancy excuse. Oh, my excuse. I gotta leave my kids sick. Fuck you. Don't put kids sick.
At what point do you really start to think? Like, I'm really starting to think there's something going on here. Like, I always joke about you selling your soul. But, like, this is not normal. This is not supposed to happen.
No.
It's really not. I mean, it's really not. Lewis said it best. Has anybody ever actually seen you deliver the newspapers back in the day? I think you were just dropped on this fucking planet by Lucifer himself. And that your whole backstory is just a lie that the devil made up. Because it's the only reasonable, logical explanation for this to be continually happening.
The greatest trick that the devil ever pulled is convincing people he didn't exist.
Okay.
Get your fucking dick Adderall.
Hey, you care about Lisa for you for a second?
Your dick that doesn't even work because you've had too much Adderall and you're already sterile. Out of my face.
Stop.